Questions are flying once again over this hospital security. You'll be aware of the machete stabbing, of course, at the Wairarapa Hospital Saturday night. Security was increased to good effect, as I understand it, over the holiday period. But the Health Minister tells us security is continuing in key hospitals. But the question, you know, does every hospital now need security? The Association of Salaried Medical Specialists Executive Director Sarah Dalton's with us. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well indeed. Very sad old business, isn't it? I mean, I guess it's got to the point where unless every ED's got a guard in front of it, you're asking for trouble potentially.
Yeah, it's a real problem, but I don't know why some hospitals are more special than others if we're going to roll out security for emergency departments. You could make the case that smaller rural regional EDs could be more at risk than large urban EDs. It depends, you know, which way you look at it. But at the moment, the extra security arrangements have been rolled out only for 8 EDs in larger hospitals. And, you know, somewhere like Wairarapa on an Easter weekend is busy.
Yeah. Although they will argue it's a population-based thing based on the fact that if you've got 1,000 people coming in over a period of time, the chances of you having a problem is higher than, you know, 57 people coming through in a country hospital. I assume that's their argument.
I assume that is too. But, I mean, I think what it says, looking at it, you know, in terms of what are we going to fund in our hospitals and how expensive is it to keep them running safely, and, you know, that is the larger question. This is another band-aid approach, you know, and this is what every government does. They see a problem in a hospital, they chuck a bit of money at it for a short period of time, they don't properly analyse what's going on, and then they take it away again, and we're no better off. So, you know, maybe we need to have an independent reviewer have a look at what really is going on. You know, the issue on Saturday in the Wairarapa, to be honest, was a little bit out of the bag. It's a little bit hard to pick. But most violence that goes on in EDs is because people who are either patients or family of patients have been waiting there for a very, very long time, yeah. You know, feeling terrible. So it's more verbal violence than physical violence, usually, although our members tell us that physical violence is on the increase. And, you know, nobody wants to be in an emergency department. People are at a low ebb for obvious reasons when they're there. We need to make them safe. We certainly need it safe for our workforce. The other thing I would say about the Wairarapa incident is the security that they have in place currently there overnight is an orderly, part of whose job is security. So they weren't even in the ED at the time because they were off taking the patient for a scan.
Yeah.
You know, is it reasonable to have an orderly effectively double tasking, one of which is quite potentially complex, difficult work?
They're all very good questions, Sarah. Appreciate your insight. Sarah Dalton, who's the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists Executive Director.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.